I'd like to say a special thanks to Avon for supporting this episode of Beauty Life Lessons. Avon has just launched their brand new Renewal Eye Cream, the perfect product to complement their top-rated and customer favourite Renewal Power Serum. Powered by Avon's award-winning Protonol technology, this duo helps to restore years of collagen loss, boost collagen production, and delivers up to 7 age-defying skin benefits in just 7 days. To find out more and shop the products now, speak to your Avon rep or shop directly online at avon.uk.com or on Amazon. Hello and welcome to this episode of Beauty Life Lessons from Grazia with me, Annie Bisher. Today's guest is Tasha Gouri, model, dancer and former Love Islander. In this episode, Tasha speaks to me about the hidden power of skincare.
So yeah, I feel like it's so important to do your skincare because it's one of those things that it's also self-care and self-love thing as well.
Shares how important her health and well-being is when it comes to confidence.
Take care of your inside so then you can look good on the outside. You radiate that energy.
And she reveals what the perfect moment of me time looks like to her.
If you're having a down day, make sure you do something that will make you happy, like do a face mask or light a candle or put on TV, Netflix, eat loads of chocolate or go for a walk. Like, self-care is about knowing what's going to work for you.
So hello and welcome, Tasha. Thank you so much for joining me. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. It's sunny outside, so I'm feeling great.
Yeah, the sun's coming out. I'm like, about time, got a bit of sunshine.
Exactly. It really helps, doesn't it? So I'm so looking forward to getting into all of your best pieces of beauty advice today. And I obviously know throughout your modeling career and certainly since Love Island, I'm sure you've had a lot of hands-on experience with hair and makeup artists and skin experts. So I'm speaking to the right person. But before we kick off, I would love to know what your kind of beauty vibe is in general. So do you find like you accumulate lots of different products nowadays or are you quite controlled and streamlined?
Oh, I would definitely say I'm very streamlined. Like my makeup bag, I literally have the makeup that I use every day. It never changes. Sometimes I try a new product every now and then, but I've got to say I'm definitely a streamlined girl. I like to know what I like. And I can never change like the things that I love. So I'm definitely streamlined for sure.
You're so good, putting me to absolute shame. So let's kick off with one of your categories. So skincare, I'm dying to know what your kind of best pieces of skincare advice are and the products you love. Tell me all about that.
So I think skincare for me is so important. It's like my favorite routine of the day. I do it morning, nighttime. It's so important to really know your skincare routine. Everyone's got different types of skin and it's about buying the products that work for you. For example, like with you, maybe something might work for you but may not work on my skin. It's so different and you know, you really do have to try out so many different types of products. It took me such a long time to find what was right for me. And I actually had chickenpox twice. So I had it again when I was 16. And obviously as an adult, you get worse, you get more scarring. I was literally covered in my whole face. It was horrendous. There's a picture of me, but I feel like that's just not the vibe I'm going to show today. And I had to really focus on my skincare to make sure that there's no scarring and that the dents in my skin. So really started from when I was 16. Best products that I love is Nip and Fab. Nip and Fab for me really work for my skin. I use Charlotte Tilbury as well, the Magic Cream, the Serum. I love to have that glowy base before my makeup. I just like my face to feel soaked and really glowy, and that's kind of how I love it. It's actually really good to use moisturizer or a serum as a primer as well. And on nighttime as well, I have to do rituals. Like I cannot relax. I can't go to bed without doing my routine. So I'll literally do my serum, my moisturizer, my cleansing, everything, about 6 steps I do. So yeah, I feel like it's so important to do your skincare because it's one of those things that it's also self-care and self-love thing as well. It's good for you.
Exactly. And your main piece of advice there is, I guess, like you said, everybody's skin is different. And case in point, the experience you had with the chicken pox at 16, which is so rare as well, isn't it? To have it twice.
Yeah, so rare. Basically, someone came to college with shingles and you can catch like the virus from it. My immune system's not that great. It's quite weak. So it caught like the chickenpox virus from the shingles. And then I just remember waking up with like spots on my face. I don't really get spots. my mom was like, that's very unusual. It, like, more just kept coming out through the day, and then literally was like, boom, just everywhere. It's crazy. So it's a myth that, you know, you only can have it once. You can definitely have it more than once, for sure.
So you must have a really good inside track on products that are good for not only sensitivity, but like you said, the pigmentation that occurs with scarring.
So I had prescribed cream from a doctor, I can't remember the name, but I actually had to put that on every day. I have to sleep with socks on my hands. Otherwise, if you itch and irritate it, that's another thing as well. I get breakouts on my chin, you know, due to periods, hormones, you know, that's just how it is for us sometimes. And it's very hard for me to not itch my chin when I have breakouts. So it's those little things you really have to be aware of and try not to touch your spots or itch them. Otherwise, they'll get worse and worse. You know, become scarred. So it was definitely a process back then learning how to not use products that would irritate it more as well. You know, so many things like TikTok nowadays, see a lot of people talk about different skincare, so what's good for your skin. But sometimes I'll actually irritate my skin more. So it's about, you know, listening and finding out what's right. The ingredients are so important as well. Using things that have perfume, alcohol in it, it's really not good for your skin. So it's all about having those natural ingredients.
And I guess that's why you've ended up with a very streamlined approach to beauty, right? Because you're so selective with what you put on your face.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the more selective you are, then you know that you have a routine, that you're going to be happy with it, especially with makeup as well. I feel like even some makeup can irritate my skin. It's so strange that how some ingredients can really just like, for my skin, I have like very natural makeup, nothing too, you know, full on. And as soon as someone does like a full face on me, the next day I'll be breaking out like crazy. So I wear really, really light foundation, like tinted moisturizer. I feel like that just works for my skin personally the best.
Exactly. And we've segued really nicely onto makeup there. So maybe we talk about your best advice for where makeup is concerned now.
I feel like it's just knowing like your makeup brands. That's pretty much what I got told ever since I was younger, was kind of, you know, knowing what brands you like, what kind of makeup you like. If you like, for example, glowy, dewy makeup, Charlotte Tilbury might be for you more. But if you like kind of more like a matte look, more a bit more heavy, I say that's more like MAC. So it's all about knowing what kind of like makeup look you want, and do what someone actually once told me: take care of your insides so then you can look good on the outside. It's actually very true. You have to take care of what's on the inside and you'll feel and look good on the outside. You'll radiate that energy. And I feel like that's kind of similar with makeup as well. Like if you take care of your makeup, if you take care of your brushes, washing your brushes, then you know your skin is going to be glowing, it's going to be great, you're not going to have breakouts. And it's all about finding what's comfortable for you and what's best for you. And like I say, it's finding what makes you happy, and that's what matters the most.
I totally agree. And I think that's such a great tip when it comes to brands, because there are so many brands out there, especially like you said, with TikTok, new brands are launching all the time, and it can be such a minefield. And I guess if you find yourself drawn to a brand, whether because of their campaigns or the images they're putting out there, that's evocative of the sort of product they're serving up. And, you know, brands like MAC May, they do have sort of lovely lightweight foundations and things like that. But if you are kind of starting from scratch and looking for an indicator of where to go for the stuff that's going to work for you, it's such a good way to do it. I totally agree.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it's about trying things out, and, you know, makeup can be quite expensive as well. So it's about, you know, even get free samples if you can. If you go to shops and you can get free samples of foundations, you don't have to buy a bottle straight away. So I know how scary that can be. And it's like, you know, what if it's just not right for my skin? And yeah, free sample is probably the way that I started out as well. I tried to get as much as I could and try out loads of different things. But my top favorite makeup brand is Refi. They're quite new, but they're very summery kiss kind of look. And that's what I love my skin to look like and my makeup. So it's just knowing what will work for you. And don't be afraid as well. Like, try different things. Like, even to this day now, I try different makeup brands and just see if I like it or if there's something new that I find. So yeah, it's just figuring out what works for you.
And I think that's an important point that you pulled out there about going in person. I think because of lockdown, we all got used to just buying things online. But with foundations, you really do need to try it out. You need to kind of feel what sort of texture you're going to like putting on your face every day. And that's how, I guess, like you said, you've got this amazing streamlined approach to beauty. Buying less, but buying right is such a great way to do that.
Yeah, that's the best way to say it, you know, buying less and then, you know, figuring out what's right for you. And you also save money that way, you know, in the living crisis right now. So things are a bit difficult and, you know, you have to figure out what's best for you, like you said. And sometimes buying less is the best way, because if you overbuy, then you have so many products that you probably don't use in your makeup bag or your makeup basket. So yeah, it's just, you know, go in person, try out different textures, blush and bronzers. You can have cream bronzers, powder bronzers. You can have so many different types of bronzers. I'm lost nowadays. I'm like, there's so many different. So I love more like a creamy texture bronzer, but people might like a powder one. So it's nice to go in person and really feel it on your skin and see how it reacts to your skin as well.
And you've mentioned Refi. What else will we find in your makeup bag?
Oh, you'll find Fenty. I absolutely love Fenty. The gloss bombs are my favourite, and the highlighter. You'll find Charlotte Tilbury in there, some L'Oreal. L'Oreal's really good. I love the eyeliners. I've got gorgeous bright colour lipsticks.
Perfect. And moving on to treatments, talk me through your best advice when it comes to treatments. What do you make time for?
Oh, okay, so treatments is my favourite, to be fair. So actually, been using Philips Lumea. So it's an IPL, it's an intense pulse technology. So it's basically hair removal. And I've been loving using it. So I used to shave a lot. And, you know, it depends what makes you happy, makes you comfortable once again. You know, some people like maybe don't mind not being hair free, and that's absolutely fine. But with me, I used to suffer with, you know, bumps and itches and rashes from shaving, especially the bikini line. And I used to get so self-conscious of wearing a bikini and just knowing that I've got these bumps around there. So I switched to IPL with Philips Lumea. And ever since then, like my skin's been more smooth. My hair's grown back at the moment in patches, but so much more less. And it's kind of like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's coming a lot thinner. So like eventually there'll be hardly any hairs growing back. And at the moment I can see my bumps are starting to go, my rashes, the itchiness. It just feels so much better. So that's my treatment I've been using at the moment. And I just think it's very easy to use. It's cordless, it's quick to charge. And literally I could do it on my sofa right now, on my legs, and just zap away with the light. Even my boyfriend's literally like, what is that? He's so interested in like what this thing is. But it's just really good. Thing to use for hair removal. So it saves if I'm going to the salon, for example, if you're busy working, you're taking a holiday, on trips. So yeah, I've been loving that treatment at the moment.
And we'll be right back after this little aside on our series partner, Avon. With 137 years in the business, Avon has built its prestigious legacy on beauty innovation. Avon are passionate about creating products that embrace the latest trends and cutting-edge technology. And then, of course, there's their latest product, Avon's Power Eye Cream. Team it up with their Power Serum and you've got the ultimate power couple, which help to restore years of collagen loss, boost your skin's collagen production, and deliver up to 7 powerful skin benefits in just 7 days. So for smoother and firmer looking and more resilient peeling skin, shop with your Avon rep online at avon.uk.com or on Amazon.
Find the perfect space for your business with DRK & Company Realty. Flexible office suites are available. Employees and clients benefit from free parking, front door access, and walkable dining, retail, and hotels at the Polaris Lifestyle Center. Managed by DRK & Company Realty, one of Central Ohio's most trusted leaders, this safe, well-maintained property offers dedicated on-site management and responsive maintenance. Grow your business at an address designed for success at 470 Old Worthington Road. Visit drk-realty.com to learn more.
That's so interesting. I think being able to do that in front of Netflix when you're binging Outer Banks or something like that is such a great idea. And you love it so much that you're actually an ambassador for Philips, right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm an ambassador for them now, which is amazing because, you know, I absolutely love the product. And I'm one of those people that will just be genuinely honest, like, yeah, the Philips Lumea has just changed everything for me. Like, I'm not being traumatic, being like, it's changed my life, but it has just changed how I feel in myself in a way. Like, I feel more confident. I feel like, you know, I can go out and wear a bikini and not worry so much more about it. Crazy, isn't it, how something like that can really, really give you that amazing confidence to just be feeling amazing. But like I said earlier, you know, it may be for you, it may not be for you. So it's about finding, once again, what makes you happy.
What does it feel like when you do it? I've always been, do you know what? I have a Philips Lumea and after this, I'm going to use it. But I want to know, is it kind of just, it's just a bit prickly, isn't it? It's not painful.
Yeah, it's definitely not painful. It's like a sensation you do have to get used to. It feels like just like a little pinch, like a little, ooh, it makes it a bit jumpy, but it's not like, ow, like it like hurts so much. And also you get the Philips Lumea app as well that actually guides you through how to use it, the best way, have videos, like step by step. So you really do feel prepared before you do it. Because I imagine it is quite daunting at first being like, what do I do? But, you know, it tests your skin first to know, you know, what level you need to be at. So you can actually lower down the level of, you know, if it hurts too much for you or feels too uncomfortable, you can lower it down as well. So it has that option as well. But yeah, it just feels a bit like a little zap, like a quick one, but it's not painful.
Oh, that's such a good one. That's such a good treatment to talk about. I will give it a go, I promise.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. And then talk me through fragrance. What fragrance do you love and what's the best piece of fragrance advice you have?
Okay, so my favourite fragrance brand all time is Mugler. I literally, my whole fragrance drawer is just Mugler, Mugler, Mugler. I have the Angel, I have the Alien. I've just got the brand new Alien Goddess, I think it's Super Floral. Oh my God, it smells amazing. It's got that nice summery kind of smell. And for me, I like to have my daytime and nighttime perfume. I'm not sure if that's same for anyone else, but I like to have my like stronger one for the nighttime and during the day, more like a sweet one, like zombie kind of smell. But yeah, Mugler's just my all-time favorite. I'm obsessed with it.
Amazing. And how do you have like a trick to applying it? Do you go straight in on the wrist, on the neck?
Well, I literally just, so basically, I literally spray it all over my body, my wrist. I don't rub it straight away. I let it set first and then give it a little tap. And then what I do is I spray in front of me and I like walk through and let it land on my hair, on my body, get it everywhere, spin around, do a little like dance in it. Just make sure it's like everywhere. Because you want to smell good. Yeah, I like when people walk past, you can smell the perfume. That's what I want. Like when I walk past people, I want people to turn around and be like, what's that perfume? Like the perfume adverts that you see everywhere.
Amazing. I love that. It sounds like, I remember watching Queer Eye and you know JVN.
Yeah.
He has this routine and he's like, spray, delay and walk away.
I love it. That's literally what I'm like in my bedroom. Like spray, spin around and walk away.
So good. So good. And I think as well, what you'll end up with, if you're such a super fan of Mugler, is that everybody will just know you for those scents. And I think it's so nice to end up with a signature.
Yeah. Like my boyfriend knows what like brand I love, what kind of specific perfumes I like from Mugler. So he knows that the Angel, the Purple Stars, my top one that I absolutely love. And he knows that, you know, that's my signature one. So my family, like birthdays and Christmases, I'm like, I'm just happy with, you know, my perfume, my little perfume box. So it's nice to have that signature smell that people know you for.
I was going to say, it must make present buying very easy.
A lot easier, 100%.
And then moving on, I think, to your last category, right? We're going to talk about self-care. What does self-care mean to you and what advice do you have for kind of making the most of it?
I think self-care is the most important thing to have in your life. I think it's so important to take care of yourself, not just on the outside, the inside. It's really, you know, looking after yourself. And if you're having a down day, make sure you do something that will make you happy, like do a face mask or light a candle or put on TV, Netflix, eat loads of chocolate or go for a walk. Like self-care is about knowing what's going to work for you. Even if it's just like doing your makeup, even if you just sit in the living room, just do your makeup for like an hour and just enjoy that. And some people, you know, it's about finding what's right for you. Like for me, I love to put on my candles, do my skincare, face mask, and just sit there and feel relaxed. And it's so important to really have that in your life because you need to look after yourself. You really, really do need to. Life can be so tough, but self-love and self-care is the most important thing to have.
I feel relaxed just hearing you talk about that. I want a candle. I want a massage and a serum.
Yeah, like spa day. Even a spa day. Go have a spa day. Go treat yourself.
What candles do you love?
Oh, Yankee. I'm a Yankee fan. I love my Yankee candles. I really love sweet smells, like berry kind of smell. I also do like a fresh cotton kind of smell. But I've also been using Neom. Have you heard of Neom? Oil
yes.
diffuser. That's changed my life. Literally put it in the living room and just the way it just spritzes out and just that beautiful smell and just really relaxes you inside. That's a game changer. Oil diffusers is really, really good. Really just relax you.
That Neom one looks so relaxing as well when it's just kind of pumping out those plumes of little sweet smelling steam. It looks beautiful. It makes you feel like you're in a spa just looking at it.
Yeah, it really does. Like my friends come over and they're like, oh, it's like a little pod of light, but it's just gives so much like impact to people. It's like literally like a spa. And it's nice to have that in your home.
That is a top self-care buy, I have to say.
Really.
And then for a final lighthearted note, we always like to finish on, I have to ask you, what would you class as your biggest beauty blunder to date?
I'd probably say like I always used to cut myself with razors. I always did it like on my armpits when I was shaving, on my leg. Like I did it, I can't, you know, the pain with the razor and you just a little, it's so painful. So I think that's why it makes it more positive, like the Lumea, because it's like, actually, I don't have the razor cuts anymore, but that's definitely my beauty blunder. I used to do it so much as a kid and I used to walk out of plasters everywhere, like, you know, from, yeah, so yeah, shaving just wasn't for me.
We all remember those clumsy shaving days. You just don't give those razors the respect they deserve and you just go at it willy-nilly in every single direction and then walk out looking like you've fallen down a gravelly path. It's awful.
Yeah, and what I used to do was not use shaving cream as well. I was like, why did I do that? Like, honestly, why did I just go straight in? Sometimes on dry skin.
No, Tasha, I can already hear the squeak of that. That's not okay.
I learned the hard way, trust me.
You learned the hard way. Well, thank you so much, Tasha. It's always nice to end on a giggle.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you for joining me. And for anybody who can't, well, nobody can see because this is a podcast, but you are glowing today. So I'm going to take all your skincare tips, all your makeup tips and use them.
Thank you. And you look gorgeous as well.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beauty Life Lessons from Grazia with me, Annie Vischer. Please keep listening for more episodes and listen back to previous episodes for some amazing guests sharing their top beauty tips. And don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. It really does make the difference to people finding us. See you next time. And thanks again to Avon for supporting this episode of Grazia Beauty Life Lessons. Don't forget to shop their Skincare Power Couple, Renewal Power Serum and Renewal Power Eye Cream. And good news, Avon are currently running an offer until the end of June. Purchase both products for just £28 by speaking with your Avon rep or shopping online at avon.uk.com.